Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show, 207 on a Friday. And that's what that sound means. What do you have sitting next to you right now?
This is what I talked about in Wiggins America on Monday. This is the frozen gummy bears.
So explain what happened to these. Hold on before you do that.
Okay.
We took some phone calls at the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to do that again. And we told some people who were calling in and hanging on the line that we would do this again at 2:05. And what we're looking for is, what stories are you looking to discuss the most in 2:25? What do you want to hear from the Annie Fry Show? What do you appreciate about us? What do you want us to do more of? We want your feedback. And if you call us at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. We're going to answer your phone calls right now, but while we wait for those lines to fill up, if they are going to, gummy bears.
Gummy bears. Now, this is a TikTok trend, frozen Sprite gummy bears. So this is a long process that took me several days, and we are now here at the end of it, where you take gummy bears, and they recommend using the Haribo gummy bears. So I did that, but
isn't
I also
that your
brought
fave?
In. They're not my favorite. I like them, but I brought in several varieties to try different kinds, and then also two different sodas. So what you do is you put all the gummy bears or whatever's into a bowl, and then fill the bowl where it's covering every single gummy with Sprite. And then I did another one with Sprite with grenadine, so like Shirley Temple.
Okay.
And then you add it, you let it sit overnight, come back the next day, and take them all out. You strain them, and then you put them on a plate and freeze them overnight. Well, this was last night, so now I've just pulled them out of the freezer, and they're done. And they say they should be a lot bigger, which they are. So like a normal, I'm going to hold this up to the camera right here, a normal size gummy bear becomes about double the size, and that one was soaked in regular Sprite. The ones with grenadine are more red. And we're going to try them.
Are you excited about this?
Yeah, except
real question
I
first,
just
though.
Don't know.
Have you tried one yet?
No. I pulled these right out of the freezer just now.
So you haven't scooped us at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, let's let them sit there for just a minute. We're going to get to some phone calls here. 314-241-9797. What are you looking forward to from the Annie Fry Show in 2025? What can we do? What can we do more of? What do you like that we're doing? What do you wish we were doing more of? We are wide open to your suggestions. If you want to give us a call, 314-241-9797. Call us and tell us what you think. Let's start here with Rich. Rich, thank you for calling the show. Tell us what you think.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas to you, Rich.
I really think that after going through what Congress went through last night, that that we had 25 people in there that did not let that pass, and it just made some confusion going on. But you guys do a heck of a job covering it all. You bring up a lot of stuff with what Trump's office is doing and It's you're very informative. I want to compliment you guys on that. I really enjoy your program.
Well, Rich, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And we're gonna do our best in the new year to cover all of these things. We get to shift gears, which I'm very much so looking forward. Brad, you had mentioned one time that you've only ever been on the show during Biden's administration.
Yeah, only Biden. So everything has been like, let's report on whatever nonsense he's doing. And now I'm hoping to report on some wins that we got.
Yeah, it'll be different for sure. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Let's get to Michael. Michael, thank you for calling the show. Tell us what you think.
Hey, Annie, how you doing?
Doing okay. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. I think that, first of all, you do a pretty good job. I would just say probably have more opposing views on your show. You know, it seems that the mantra is in the room right now is that people who are Republican talk to Republicans, people who are Democrat talk to Democrats, and they're not having a conversation across the aisles. And I think that will benefit us all. But outside of that, I was just talking about the fact that Michelle Obama was advocating for healthy meals, and it was such a pushback from the other side, as if we have the right to get a soda, a large soda, if we want to. But now it's like a complete 180. Like, it's like unaware of the fact that this woman was advocating for healthy meals in schools, and now all of a sudden, like it's a fresh new idea. It's just something.
Hey, let me ask you this question, Michael, about what is, do you see a difference between Michelle Obama telling you what you can and can't eat and RFK Jr. telling companies what they should and should not be putting in the food that we get to choose to eat or not to eat? Do you see a difference there?
There is a slight difference in that. I think that, but either way, she would have been deemed as wrong, because when, as far as companies and trying to dictate what companies do, it's like, well, now it's against the freedom. You have the right to do that. But and actually, I agree with that sentiment as far as the poisons and the things that's in our food is wrong. So I hope that Democrats don't fall for the trap and then turn around and say, well, oh, no, it's a bad idea. No, we really do need to do something about our food. We needed to do something when Michelle Obama said it. But I just really want the infighting to stop so that we could get things done. You know what I'm saying? And it irks when I see conversations with a bunch of yes people talking in a circle who agree with each other. Like, who wants to have a conversation with someone that they agree with all the time? Like, to me,
do you feel like we're a bunch of yes people who just sit around and agree with each other all the time?
Well, sometimes you are, except for other topics, you know, but sometimes you're all on accord. But you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well, Michael, I think that I would just say in our defense, the amount of Democrats, excuse me, that we reach out to try to have on this show who won't come on our show and won't have a conversation with me, for whatever particular reason, Michael, you listen to the show, and I really appreciate you. I know when your name comes up on the screen that the chances of you being, I'll just put it this way, that Michael, I know that it's pretty high. And Michael, I try to take your phone call every single time, and I know that you're going to disagree with me. So I'm not afraid of any of that. And
that's,
I actually,
not all the way true.
Well, you and I agree on some things, and I think that it's important to agree on the idea of having broader conversations that exist outside of just our own, you know, group think. I don't really consider myself to be a group thinker, but I'm sure everybody very subjectively considers themselves to be open-minded. I do think that the conversations that are going to happen in the future are going to be broader. I would push back on one thing, though, and that is that the left, the far left progressive part of the Democrat Party, which I'm not 100% sure whether you would consider yourself to be, a far left progressive. I didn't think so. But that wing of the party, which has been the squeakiest wheel, not the majority, but the squeakiest wheel in the Democrat Party for so long, has made it so that if you don't agree with them, you're supposed to sit down and shut up for so long, that I think that the idea that we've broken through that right now, that people who aren't the way they say they are, even Democrats, even RFK Jr., who is potentially going to be in the cabinet for a Republican president, the status quo is changing, and I think those conversations that you're saying you want to hear that involve people of different walks of life and different perspectives and different thinking, that those conversations are going to be more possible under Donald Trump's administration than they ever were under Joe Biden's administration or under Barack Obama's administration. And I hope that on the Annie Fry Show, we are open to having those conversations every time we have the opportunity.
Well, I want to say this. You and I have had conversations for a long time over issues when things will happen in the city of St. Louis from, you know, different protests. And it's part of that reason that inspired me to be a candidate and run as an elected official in the Democrat Party. So I thank you. You're to blame for me becoming an elected official. But
oh man,
are we cheering? Yeah. Or are we?
Hooray for Michael!
thank you, Annie.
You should be wearing my shirt to all of your meetings. You should be. Yeah. You should be wearing Annie
and a
Fry
red hat.
Merch. Yeah.
It'll say Annie did it.
Annie did it. There
that's
you
the
go.
Shirt.
Yeah.
That's the shirt. No, but seriously, we get a lot more done when we talk to each other. And when we, you know, work with each other. We had a tumultuous election. A lot of people were in their feelings, but a lot of people were heard that normally don't get accounted for. And that's where the Democrats went wrong. And honestly, that's where the Republicans goes wrong, too. They try to silence certain factions of the voices. And that time is over. So I appreciate you guys whenever I can. I definitely listen. I'm going to be very busy coming up. I won't say what faction I'll be working, but I will be busy this election cycle. So,
Michael, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for the phone call. We'll talk to you a lot more in 2025, I'm sure.
Merry Christmas.
Take care. Yep, every time Michael gets up there, I always know that that's going to be a little bit lengthier of a conversation. And he has thoughts, he has perspectives, mm-hmm. and he's very respectful and kind. So that we can have that anytime.
Is it going to surprise you to turn on the TV tomorrow and find out he's the governor?
Maybe he's actually.
Hey, is that Michael?
Maybe he's actually the president. Maybe he's actually running Joe Biden's administration. He's had the inroads on us the whole time. Real quick, Matt, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you want to see in 2025? What do you like? What do you want to see more of?
Well, first off, I want to thank you guys for what you do and the way you do it. I know you guys actually like each other and know each other because of the way you can actually do deep teases and picking on each other. So it's not a fake show like a lot of them are. And I think Donald Trump right now is seeing who he can count on and who he can't with what's going on. And I think that's going to set up for him clearing the way for himself in the future.
Hmm. Well, Matt, thank you for listening. Thank you for seeing through that. I mean, we really do care about each other, and we hope that that comes through because it really is more about that than it is about anything else. All of the politics and stuff, everything that Donald Trump's going to be able to do, stuff he's not going to be able to make good on, all of that stuff has to come from a perspective of what really matters. And we appreciate you calling in and talking to us today. Merry Christmas to you, Matt.
Merry Christmas to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's get one more call in here before we break. Chris, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, Annie. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. What do you think about what's coming in 2025 and what you expect, what you want to see more of, what we can do?
So I just really appreciated you having some local elected officials on. I'm your neighbor over in Madison County, and you had one of our elected board members on to sort of explain his side of a controversial topic that took place. And I feel like that one thing that I'd like to see improve are increased numbers of local elections, right, because they affect our everyday lives probably more than national elections. And I think you having those folks on, I know especially over here in Madison County, kind of raised awareness and gets people involved, and hopefully that'll increase our voter turnout on these quote-unquote smaller local elections. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I know that, you know, I kind of go ebb and flow with what we talk about with Illinois. All three of us in here live in Illinois, so Brad, Ryan, and myself care deeply about what's going on in Illinois. We also understand that we're probably 60-40 Missouri audience, but it's much more Illinois than a lot of people think. And so coming up now, I know that, okay, we just got done with an election, Annie, what are you talking about? But the midterm election that will be in 2026 is the statewide election for Illinois. And J.B. Pritzker is the governor. There are no term limits in the state of Illinois for governor. Is he going to run again? I'm interested to know if he anticipates doing so. I'd honestly be shocked if he's not. I don't know why he'd step down unless he's stepping down to run for president in 2028. But I think that he would run, win the governorship, and then go be the president, try to be the president, presidential nominee. I don't think that he would step down for that. So those local elections do really matter. It's one of the reasons why I'm so involved in like Madison County Republicans, Jersey County. I'm going to be going there in January. We've done a lot of work with St. Clair County. Ryan just was the speaker at the St. Clair County Republicans party, Christmas party. I think I'm going to do, was it Macoupin County? I can't remember which one it was. I was talking with on the Illinois side, and these really do matter. These are local elections. Missouri certainly has had the same type of effect. The St. Louis County Republicans are the ones who hired me to run the governor's debate, to moderate the governor's debate, which at the time was the only debate that was slated. And then I think KSDK might have had one in addition to that. But being involved locally is a very important thing. And there's going to be a lot of national attention that's going to take place in the first 100 days specifically of Trump's administration. But it'll be interesting to see what kind of local stories develop after that.
We get it, too. Like you said, we're all Illinois, and we very much care about not just Illinois politics, but our local areas. That's why we do, I think within this year, we've done broadcasts from the Madison County GOP event at the Convention Center in Collinsville. We've done golf course, we've done the St. Clair County GOP golf course stuff, multiple events. So we're very, very much aware of how important it is to get local elections moving in the right direction. But like you said, at the same time, on the air, If you cut the audience in half, you can't do a whole lot of that.
Yeah.
And then you also, if you go that part is like that local, then you're cutting it even deeper. So we got to be aware of that stuff too.
And also, I know that there are people who listen who are Missouri listeners here specifically who hear me talking about Illinois. And if I talk about Illinois one time in 3 weeks, I will get a message from someone who says, oh, she was talking about Illinois again.
Illinois too much.
Yeah, and it's really, I know that it's not of interest to you. This market that we're in with the news talk opportunities that you have out there to listen to, Mark Cox and Mark Reardon, in my opinion, are the best at covering local Missouri politics. They go all in on it, and they do it in what I think is a very fair and honest way. So we have two of the best options that you have, the two best options that you have to listen to what's going on in Missouri. I don't feel, I think what I could maybe do more of is have those Missouri politicians on to talk to our audience specifically, but I really feel like we offer that on 97.1, and we do it the best on 97.1 with the Mark Cox Morning Show and with the Mark Reardon Show, and there's nobody else out there talking about Illinois. Nobody else cares. And if they,
right.
This is the thing that gets to me, and I think you guys probably as Illinois residents, Ryan and Brad, people who listen, you'll get this too. The way that I will talk about Illinois and make it interesting to everyone is like everybody, you can't turn your head away from a train wreck. Yes, but you have to have an investment in wanting to also make it better. All I hear from other people, generally speaking, talking about Illinois politics is just the train wreck portion. And it's just making fun of it. And it's like, that's not helpful either. That doesn't make people in Illinois feel heard. It makes them feel made fun of.
It's actually been great to be able to report on the rightward shift in our area.
Madison County.
That's been very exciting.
Yeah.
And Madison County chief among them. I mean, that's been great to report on.
Yeah, completely. Well, thanks for the feedback, folks. We appreciate that very much. We've got some Sprite gummy bears in here that I think we're going to try when we come back. Ethan's going to come in here. And to quote John on X, he tweeted, at Annie Fry Show, getting a massage, put a Rolo on it. We'll be right back.
Run, Rudolph. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Oh, it's almost the end of the Friday show before Christmas.
Oh, I cherish these times.
Oh, I want to get it done with.
Oh, I just like spending time with you guys on the radio, but not in person.
I have a not us. You're talking about them.
No, you, but just professionally.
You said on the radio, but not in person.
Not in person. So, like, once the radio goes off, I want to be done with you.
Are we not in person?
Yeah.
We're doing this as a job, you know? This is our profession.
Yeah, we're in person.
And I'm like, hey, I like you guys, but just professionally.
Remember COVID when we did the radio show for like a year and a half?
I do.
Where were we?
We were not in person.
Correct.
I would prefer that.
You know, you would prefer
that?
Yeah,
we did a really dynamic show for that year and a half.
We did the best we could.
Yeah.
We were not in the same room. I was pregnant for half of it. Super not happy about it. Ugh. I got, you know, the puppy that we got, Winnie. I think my desire to get her was exactly the right timing of when we would generally be like, let's have another kid. And then I think I saw puppy and I'm like, let's do that.
Let's do that one instead.
I want that. And when I was talking to my husband about kind of like, come on, let's get a puppy. He was not Mr. like, okay, let's get a puppy. And I said to him at one point, I go, if I told you that I was having another kid, would you be happy? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, then can we do a puppy so I don't have to birth it? And he was like,
that's still a little bit of a letdown.
We could have a kid, though. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
He'd have 10. I told him we can, but he has to have the next one.
Okay.
Woof.
Yeah. That's my thoughts for sure. So Ethan is the associate producer of our show here, The Annie Fry Show. Ethan, when did you officially start full time?
Full time? Well, I guess it would have been the Monday after baseball season ended, so October 1st?
Yeah.
I think.
You've had a pretty big year. 2024 has been, dare I say, a banner year for Ethan Hannaford?
Yeah, it has been.
Don't answer this wrong.
It has been a banner year in a lot of different ways, yes. I would say so.
The biggest part of 2024 was becoming the associate producer of the Annie Fry Show.
I feel like I'm legally obligated to...
Ooh, you've already messed up.
To say that it was getting married.
Yes.
That was probably the biggest part. Probably.
Boys, you guys look like you're nervous.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught in the blowback.
Well, I just don't know. Like, becoming the associate producer is obviously a dream come true, but is this really like the pinnacle of life?
No, it's not.
When did you get married?
I got married on June 1st, so, I mean, smack dab in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
Halfway through.
And you took your honeymoon a few weeks ago?
Yeah. We went to the week before Thanksgiving, we went to Maui for a week. Which was a blast, and highly recommend to any youngsters out there or single Pringles, put off your honeymoon a little bit. Gives you a little bit of time to look forward to something down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, could really have seen where like there was like recovery for half of our trip to start if we would have just done it all at once.
Yeah.
And it just gives you something else to look forward to.
Yeah, I think that's a smart move. So what are all the things that you did this year? Because you really did a lot in the industry.
2024 was no doubt my favorite year of my life for quite a few reasons. I started off the year in 2023. I was brought on by the Cardinals as their radio booth assistant.
Awesome.
And I'm very thankful and blessed for the opportunities that I was provided within that job. I'll say this though, that job description at the beginning compared to the end when I finished looked very different. A lot of things were added on to that. the clubhouse reporting part of that wasn't even a thing at the beginning of it. That was added on. So to be able to have a whole year working in the clubhouse, interviewing players, coaches,
meeting a lot of cool people,
being an active part of St. Louis sports media was really cool. So that was definitely surreal, continuing to build my way into that this year. And then halfway through the season, getting married. It was definitely a crazy stretch, but that was obvious. I mean, there's no words to describe how amazing that day was and that whole weekend and just how special that was. And then right after that, going straight back into like back to the grind. It was definitely tiring for a little bit there. Didn't really see Hannah very much at first, but that job was so much fun. It was an absolute blast. And then transitioning, I mean, it's really cool how God works, because there's been quite a few times in the last several years where I've been like, what is going on? What are you doing right now?
Yeah.
And having no idea what was going to happen, where my income was going to come from following baseball season and the opportunity to move to full time here, a place where I love to work. Having that opportunity kind of come up out of nowhere was really random, but has also been an absolute blast. Getting to work with Mark's show and your guys' show has been such a fun couple of months here. And yeah, just enjoying every single bit of it.
What's 2025 going to bring for you?
That's a great question. I have no freaking idea.
Yeah.
Right now, I am in the process of looking for what's next. Obviously, I enjoy being here, but I am looking for minor league broadcasting jobs right now to start working my way up, with the goal eventually to get to the major league level of sports broadcasting. So right now, the process of seeing where Hannah and I are going is currently what's up next.
Well, Ethan, we know that the associate producer position here is one that people can come into and grow from. That's usually the case. And we've been so blessed to have you this year. We really appreciate everything that you've put in to this show. And I want you to stay around as long as you possibly can, but we always understand sometimes moving on means definitely moving up. And we're waiting for Ryan Wiggins to do that too. Just kidding.
I'm also be waiting a very long time.
You're waiting for a real job in media.
I got my resume out there. I'd really like to do some kind of minor league baseball or football. And I feel like
Wait a second.
What?
You should apply for all the jobs that Ethan does and just interview right before he does.
Okay.
That would make me look way better in my interviews. I like this
Ethan,
idea.
Ethan, I'm looking out for you.
I appreciate that.
It's not going to be good for my show, except for if we can get a camera in the interview where he's interviewing for a minor league broadcasting deal. We will use that content on this show. So it's a win-win, right, Ryan?
This is my life. And you guys are using it as funny content.
Ryan.
You know, I mean, this is all stuff right. That this is my dream.
Listen to me.
You guys are just dumping
Let's respect Ryan and listen to what he has to say and let him take over the segment so he can talk about Sprite soaked gummy bears.
All right, here we go. So this was something that I did put quite a bit of my heart and soul into and put all of these gummies into two different bowls. The internet instructions just said one. I did two.
Overachiever,
and multiple different types of gummies. So we have three or four different types here. Haribo, we have some Kroger / Ruler brand neon gummy worms, and we have Shaq
gummy
XL
worms?
Heads.
Huh?
There are some gummy. I don't even know what
no,
to call
Captain
them.
No, Captain Planet, not THC. There's no THC, right?
No, everybody thinks we're talking about drugs. We're not. We're just talking about gummy bears and stuff.
Yeah,
and
we
these Shaq heads. So these are, I really don't know why these exist, but they are just gummies of Shaq's face, and they're called Shaq XL.
As in Shaquille.
Shaquille O'Neal face gummies. And those are the ones that I had the most hope for, but they actually didn't grow much. I guess they had already done that pre-packaging. So that's why they were XL. So are you guys ready to eat some of these or what?
I don't know in my life a stronger gummy connoisseur than you.
Right?
You go first.
Okay. I'm going to eat the one that I touched.
Don't eat it on the air,
though.
Ew. Don't eat it on the air. I don't want to hear it. Do you like gummy bears, Brad?
Every now and then, it's not something that I'm like, ooh, yeah, I'm craving for.
Are you ever buying gummy bears to eat?
Oh, for sure. The craving hits every once in a while. And then
oh, no. Oh, no.
He makes
that. Oh, this is not good.
I think they're gross.
Hold on.
This is not what I was expecting.
Ethan's going in?
I'm going in.
Yeah, this is good.
Shack head.
I don't really like gummies as a whole. I don't. There's no.
They're super slimy.
Ew. You guys are going to. Are you puking? Don't puke. This is just me sitting on the air not talking about gummies now.
Oh,
Ethan,
gosh.
You're not as
those
repulsed.
Those are terrible.
What did you do to these?
Was it bad Sprite? Did you get a deal?
Oh, no.
Did
no.
you?
That's fresh everything. Those are the choicest ingredients.
That is absolutely ruined.
Those are awful.
Yeah.
I don't even want to try the grenadine
ones. It ruins
ones.
The consistency and the sweetness. They're less sweet.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like mush.
Don't eat the Shaq ones, dude. They're bad. I wonder if we were supposed to eat them a little more frozen and they're starting to melt. That might be a part of it.
You think they're going to taste better?
But I don't know.
I don't know how they could.
No, these are not good.
Hard pass. I'm not trying any of these things.
I might try to refreeze them and just give them one more shot before I throw them away.
The texture's the worst part.
The texture's worse than the taste.
The texture's bad.
You
taste
know
is muted.
How radio people eat anything?
Yeah.
Just put them out there.
Just put them out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then video people.
I will. We should do that.
We
should do that because they're that bad. They're really bad.
I could tell by your face.
That really backfired because the idea of it sounds amazing.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
You'd think they were getting bigger, they'd get sweeter, they'd get juicier.
I thought that they were going to be a little bit more almost like frozen, kind of crystallized.
Well, that's why I wonder if we let them set a little bit too long here while you yammered about your year.
Todd wants to know if the Shaq ones taste like Papa John's or fried chicken.
They don't taste like anything on this earth.
Shaqaroni pizza?
Oh, Shaqaroni
pizza?
That's
a thing?
At Papa John's. Yeah, he does.
He does everything.
Of course he does. He's the smartest man.
Mm-hmm.
At Papa John's, they have a Shaqaroni pizza, and that is the pizza that I order when we get Papa John's.
I like that one, too, because it's kind of floppy.
It's just a thin crust,
like
New York style.
Yeah, New York style.
Yeah, he's really into floppy.
New York style and Brooklyn style are both like kind of floppy. You can fold them. They're good.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the Shaqaroni. Shaqaroni has, do they do the extra pepperonis on the Shaqaroni, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
That's where the aroni comes from.
Ah, the pep. They just cut the pep and they put the Shaq. These are gross.
God, weird.
These gummies are bad. I really do think it would be great to put these out on the counter and let our coworkers have them.
I'm not stopping you.
Well, yeah,
We're not going to eat them.
No. I do think.
How many
that
more
maybe,
of these are you going to try just to make sure?
Well,
you're right.
I do think that maybe
you're
I'll
gonna,
take the plate that we didn't touch yet and refreeze those.
You're going to try
see
them
if
again.
I could once they're really frozen. See if that's the way God intended.
You're repulsed by it.
Yeah.
And you're going to try them again.
I'm going to give them one last shot. I put 3 days into this.
How much of a journey needs to happen in order for those to turn into something delicious?
Just a little more refreezing, just to test, just to make sure. Because right now,
but it's the flavor. What's that going to do?
The flavor is bad, but the texture will be better if we refreeze them.
Yeah, it won't
so
make them
we'll
taste
see.
Any better, though.
I don't know. Our coworkers definitely are getting these, though. Like, if you're listening to KZK right now and you come back and they're like, oh. That was Elton John.
That was Wiggins.
Yeah. That's because of what we did.
All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get the results to today's YouTube live chat poll. Which of our favorite Christmas songs do you think is the best? Silent Night, which is Ryan's, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Brad's favorite, O Come All Ye Faithful, mine, or O Holy Night, which is Ethan's. Come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. That could be your Christmas gift to us. Come subscribe. That's enough. That's all we ask. The Annie Fry YouTube channel. I think we are on our Annie Fry YouTube channel. We are 76 subscribers away from 11,000. So you could come tip us over the next 1,000 here. That'd be fun. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote. Leave a comment. We'll be right back. Comfort and joy. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. All right, it's 2:47 on a Friday before Christmas. We will be back, all of us, all four of us will be back on Monday, Christmas Eve, and we're going to do a little bit of a Christmas-leaning show. You're probably thinking, Annie, this was a Christmas-leaning show. Yeah, but it's Friday. It's just a complicated schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame me.
Yeah, it's not our fault.
Blame the Mayans.
Yeah, blame the Mayans. That's what I was going to say.
I have an update from my best friend.
Oh, no. Oh. That's my wife.
You thought she was your best friend.
Nah.
Seat's taken.
I blame that on the Mayans.
I mean, you might as well at this point. So we were talking earlier about massages, and I said, you asked the question during next question, or Ask Me Anything segment in the 1 o'clock hour, if we cared about getting massages from men or women.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you ask that question?
I don't know, because I think I'm going to get one like after Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if I should suggest a man or a woman. I didn't know. I don't get massages, so I don't really know.
You're talking in your man voice. I don't get massages. I don't even know.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I was just looking for some advice from people.
Do you think that more men go in requesting a male or a female?
I think more men probably request females.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you comfortable with just walking in and just getting the luck of the draw?
I probably would be, which is, I'm guessing what I'm going to do, because I didn't even know, here's how much I don't know. Can you request a woman or a man?
Yes.
Can you?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know you could do that.
They want you to be comfortable. If you go into that situation and you are uncomfortable because of whatever the pairing is, and everybody would feel differently about, you know, some women would prefer a man, some women would prefer a woman. You might think that a man is going to be stronger, but not necessarily if the woman knows how to do the job better than the man. So I think it really depends there. But I absolutely could understand why men would want to go in and only have a female masseuse.
So if I call Massage Envy or whoever and I say, can I get somebody who's non-binary? They're going to be like, yeah, we just want you to be comfortable. Let's
probably
look for somebody who's non-binary.
I bet you that's the case.
Okay, I will.
If they have that to offer.
I'll do that.
I asked, you said that you couldn't remember if you ever had a man massage you.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
That's the biggest ridiculous.
No, it's true. I really don't remember. If Katie remembers, that's fine.
I find it weird to me that you would ask in a next question segment that question, but not be able to recall when you have had massages before if a man did it.
I really don't remember.
It sounds like he was looking for confirmation or affirmation and then bailed when he didn't.
The last time I had a massage was 2020 during COVID. And we had my wife and I, for our anniversary in August, drove to Louisville, Kentucky. And we got a couple's massage there, but it was like a secret massage because it was like everything was shut down. So you had to find somebody who's still doing it.
A secret massage.
A secret couple's massage.
I've heard this story before.
And it was just in an office building, like in an office, you know.
You get
or
a discount. Did you use a Groupon?
We're like, yeah, Kentucky's still doing it. You know
those Kentucky massages? I hear there's nothing like it.
Yeah, it's a warm Kentucky massage. A Kentucky massage is something that in junior high,
something you order.
Somebody'd say, and the boys would be like, you know what that really means, right?
It's in Kentucky.
Yeah, it's in Kentucky. It's a massage in an office building during COVID.
That you can't tell people.
Yeah.
Now remember, when we leave, we don't talk about this.
Right. And the couple, I don't remember what nationality they were.
When you went to get the couple
English
massage.
English was a second language.
When you went to get the couple massage, were you allowed to get it with your spouse?
Nope. You could request your spouse, but you weren't guaranteed. What did she say?
Your spouse will
be provided
for you.
Mrs. Wiggins is like, can I see where the upgrades are?
This couple, they were like, they were Eastern European of some brand. And I don't really know where they were from, but their English was some definitely brand. Second language.
Nothing like a Kentucky massage.
That was a good, that was a secret Kentucky massage.
Should I read Mrs. Wiggins' text?
Yes.
My best friend said, I texted, and I voiced a texted on the air, so everybody heard when I texted this before. But maybe you weren't listening. Has Ryan ever had a massage professionally by a man? I wanted to put professionally because I didn't want to know what I don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know. When I was Ubering, sometimes people were like, I can't afford this. And I'd be like, well.
Has Ryan ever had a massage professionally by a man? It's for the show. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
She replies, oh, good question. Ooh. Exclamation points. On our honeymoon, but I'm not 100% sure.
So we did, yeah. So she didn't know either, right? See? It was in Mexico. That was the last. That was the first one that we did.
I wonder if she remembers
massage.
If she had a man massage.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna
I think we've
question.
Only done couples massages three times. The first one was honeymoon. And that was Mexico. The last one was 2020, and then one other random one.
Kentucky.
Yeah. So again, inconclusive, right?
Would you go back to Kentucky for a massage?
No, I don't need to now. COVID's over.
There are times because I'm, you know, sometimes
the stupid things we did during COVID are unbelievable.
It was real too.
Because sometimes I am, you know, out in the producer's area working on stuff. Obviously, sometimes I come on air. There are times when, depending on the subject, I stop at the door and I think for a second, do I really want to go in there right now? This was one of those.
Shall segments. I go head first into this? Have you ever had a professional massage?
No.
Would you?
Yeah.
Define professional.
What?
You define professional.
One you pay for in an establishment that isn't in secret.
It doesn't have to be in secret.
You said it was secretive.
Well, that one was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was professional also.
COVID. It was professional. Yeah, there was a couple. They were a professional masseuse couple. And they did a massage on us.
The couple and we did a massage
laid, we
on
just
the
laid
couple.
There and groaned.
Groaned?
That's what you do. You've never been, so you don't know. That's what you do. You just sit there and you just go, oh, that's the spot. For like an hour. And they're like, would you like more cocoa butter? And I'm like, of course. Hello. Don't spare that.
Not to eat.
No. No, you're full when you go in.
That sounds
why?
Wait,
why
are you full? You don't go in full? That's a terrible idea.
By contract, you are legally required to eat before you go.
Let's do a full Thanksgiving style buffet and then go to the masseuse as
that's,
a couple.
So that's why you're groaning.
Yeah. Like, oh. Oh yeah,
we have professional masseuse YouTube chat. Folks.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, you should feel the judgment. You should definitely read through some of those comments.
I will.
YouTube live chat poll. Ethan, you want to set the table for us here?
Oh, thank God. 268 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Which cast member's favorite song is the best? The options being... the
stop
options
me.
Being...
Somebody suggested it was a Diddy party. No, oh. It was not. This was during COVID.
Yeah,
Diddy
those
is
didn't
not
happen
in Kentucky.
COVID.
And Diddy was were, not in Kentucky. They,
that's why you go were, to Kentucky to get away from him.
They were respectful of, you know, the wishes of the people Diddy and his people were, mm-hmm. so they didn't do it during COVID.
Yeah.
The options here, Silent Night, which was Ryan's choice. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, which was Brad's. O Come All Ye Faithful, which was Annie's. And then O Holy Night was mine. Am I sharing these results now or no?
No, not yet. Ethan, of the ones that aren't yours, O Holy Night, which is your second favorite on this list?
Probably God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, if it's this version that we played specifically.
Oh, yeah.
But I know we didn't say necessarily renditions. O Come All Ye Faithful is also one of those that kind of gets the goosebumps going on a couple of those lines, too. Just like, man, powerful song.
Ryan, your second favorite to Silent Night?
Oh, Holy Night.
That was one that you had asked if you could put on there. I'm like, nope, Ethan.
Somebody's
got it.
Got it.
I thought you were finishing the lyrics to Silent Night. For a second, that's why I laughed.
Silent Night, Holy Night.
Brad, what about you?
Mine's Will Come All Ye Faithful. That's a great song.
Yeah.
It's just a great song.
I agree. My second favorite is Silent Night. I had that on there, and then you had said that, I think.
I took it.
You know what? I actually do. O Come All Ye Faithful is the one that hits me in the feels the most.
Carol of the Bells is one I'm realizing that ooh. I love that we didn't have on
good
the
one.
List this year.
All right, here we go. Result time. In last place.
Uh-oh.
In this year's song, I don't even know what to call it. Song YouTube live chat poll. Christmas song YouTube live chat poll is Brad, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, 8% of the vote. 17% and the bronze going to Annie with O Come All Ye Faithful. The silver to Silent Night at 29% and taking victory.
I want to win.
Ethan with O Holy Night.
Yeah, you disparaged O Come Emmanuel to do this, you know.
Yes, I did.
All right, we're going to see you
off.
On Monday. Go Irish. I'm going to add that in there. Stick around. Mark Reardon Show is coming up next.